The topic tonight is, what's the halacha if Aryeh's wife is Mekabel Shabbos? We're being recorded right now, so we have to be careful. Are we being recorded, by the way? If Aryeh's wife is Mekabel Shabbos, and now she realizes that he's a problem. She didn't put the chalent up. Yeah, Oren, your wife tells you, Oren, I didn't. Is she allowed to tell you? Like, I forgot to go ahead and make the challenge. So, is a wife allowed to tell her husband or not? What's the halacha? What's the rule? Is a wife allowed to tell the husband to do mulacha or not to do mulacha? I don't know. Again, is a wife allowed to tell the husband, I forgot to buy beer for Shabbos. I want to get drunk like a skunk. Please, could you buy beer for me? Well, the question is, do we look at the husband like a guy? That's the question. On Shabbos, the halacha is, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. Contrary to any shmira shomrim that's outside, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for you. It doesn't work like that. Sometimes you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha, but there's only specific, it's out of the ordinary. You can't just tell a guy to do malacha for you. You can't tell just a guy to just turn on the light for you. It doesn't work like that. Hold on. You're telling me you learned something, and I'm saying, maybe you know what you're talking about, maybe you don't. You probably do, but we have to understand why. So we're going to start off the shiur with source number one. Source number one is the Beis Yosef in Arachayim Reish Samach Gimel, which brings down a Ran. And he brings down that the Ran says that there's a case in the Gemara. Now listen to this case in the Gemara. We know Zavel has about 10 houses around the world, right? Zabel also always loves living in like Hicksville. So let's say Zabel has a house in the middle of the mountains around no other houses. Okay? This way you could be by yourself, you can meditate, and it'll be wonderful. Now listen carefully. It's out of the tchum of any other house. Or at least, even if it's out of the tchum of any other house, your tchum ends a certain place. So now like this. Zava lives in one place. And then Bruce lives on another place. Bruce tells Zava, listen, Zava. Well, listen carefully, Rabbi, to the case. You have to listen carefully to understand the case. Bruce tells Zava, look, Zava, I have fruits. And these are my prized Japanese mangoes that cost $50 a pop. Bruce tells Zabel, please guard my fruit that's not in my tchum, because your orchard or your storehouse is in Zabel's tchum. So you don't live where Zabel lives. You live out of the tchum. So you're like, Zabel, I'm going to ask you to please guard my fruit. And Zabel says the other way around, Bruce, please guard my fruit that's in your tchum. Again, Zabel, you're not allowed to walk to your tchum on Shabbos because it's out of your tchum. Bruce can't walk to Zavel's chum, and you guys have fruits in each other's chum. The Gemara brings down on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell your friend to watch it. You're allowed to do that. That's what the Gemara brings down. Says the Ran brings down the Rashba, but the Rashba says, look, I could tell my friend to do something that I'm not allowed to do. I repeat, I'm able to tell my friend to do something I'm not allowed to do. By the way, is this year sponsored by Anonymous? In the honor of Avi Poland. Ooh. Well deserved, Avi. You are a person who is a wonderful, wonderful guy. And it's going to stay anonymous because.
Does it have the same, like, for example, some of those things.
Hold on. We'll get to that question. So says the Ran, says the Rashba, being that we see that the Gemara says Do you have one of these papers? You want one of these papers? Oh. Said the Rashba, since we see that I'm able to watch something for you, even though I can't do it myself, I could tell you to do malacha for me also that I can't do myself. The same way I could tell you to go ahead and watch my fruit in your tchum, and that works, I could also tell you to do malacha for me that I can't do. This is what the Beis Yosef brings down. Clear? Whether on Shabbos or whether before Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Oren, you got it?
So, the Quran says that you're not allowed to do things out of beautiful
the same way you're allowed to tell somebody. I just want to make sure that you write it down, Oren. So I'm going to pause this year, and anybody who's sitting and watching, being that the writer is waiting to is taking care of the oilam. Okay, says the Rashba, being that we know in the Gemara that I'm able to tell you to watch my stuff that is not in my tchum, even though I can't watch it myself, so too I could tell you, who wasn't Makabel Shabbos yet, do malacha for me. Do malacha for me, do work for me. This is what the Rashba says. Come along the Ran, and the Ran says, Eina Nidin Daimel Araya, is no Shaychus. Why? Because says the Ran, if Zava lives in one part of the hemisphere, one part of the mountains, and Bruce lives a mile away, out of the Tchum, each other's Tchum, the reason why Bruce is allowed to tell Zavol, and Zavol is allowed to tell Bruce, is because technically there's a way for Zavol to go. If Zavol were to make small little huts along the entire perimeter of through the whole path, he would be able to go. Erev doesn't help this. Erev doesn't help. Well, the Erev won't help in such a situation because we're talking about walking. We're not talking about Erev. It's a very important distinction to make. One is about being able to carry, and one is being able to walk. It's two different things. It's walking out of the tchum. Even if you would have an Erev, it wouldn't help you. I think that's an important thing to understand. Erev tchumen, meaning you could extend the tchum with an Erev tchumen by putting out bread in a certain place. But we're talking about, let's say, on Yontif, right? Or on Shabbos. We're not talking about carrying. Again, it's two different shilas. One's carrying, we're talking about walking. So the halacha is, says the Ran, you want to know why you could tell it to Bruce? Because technically you could do it yourself. You just need a few materials, Erev Shabbos, to make some little huts, and you're able to do it yourself. So it's really not something that is usher for you to do yourself. But telling your wife telling you, or you're telling somebody else, you were Makabel Shabbos early to do malacha, for you, you can't do that. This is what the Ran says. The Ran disagrees with the Rash. Come on, the Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef says, I don't understand you. Beis Yosef hits back, and Beis Yosef says, I don't get it. There's also the same type of answer. The Zavol, did you make those huts Erev Shabbos? No. You didn't make those huts Erev Shabbos, but you could have. Being that it's something that you could have done, so then it's almost as if you did it, right? It's something that's in your control. So therefore, says the Rashba, what it means is, I could also not be Makabel Shabbos if I didn't want to. I could also not be Makabel Shabbos early if I didn't want to. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, if I didn't want to do it, I didn't have to do it either. So therefore, it's the same type of idea. The point is, something that you technically could get out of, you can't say it's usher for me to tell somebody else to do. So therefore, I could have made huts and been able to watch it myself, and I could have not been Makabel Shabbos. So being that I did it with Makabel Shabbos, who cares? This is what the words of the Beis Yosef are. Okay? Now, how do we paskin? So this is source number two, and I'll read it inside. Yesh Aymrim, some people say, the Misha Kibul of Shabbos Kaidim Shecha Shecha. Somebody did Makabel Shabbos early. You could tell. Now the question is going to be, okay, what about Mitzoy Shabbos? Let's say you're a guy who doesn't like the way all Hamish Yidden do, they wait till 72, whatever 72 is, according to Ramesha, it's around 50 minutes after Shkia. But let's say you're really from a guy, you're in the middle of Shal Shudas, then you guys are going to go for an hour later. You're going to be singing. Are you able to, like, wait, the Shal Shudas is so boring, you got to be able to fix up the Shal Shudas. Let's go ahead and tell somebody who already finished Shabbos to make us food. Are you allowed to do that or not? Now, that sounds a little bit bizarre. How could you do that? It's still Shabbos for you. But 1 second, does it work the other way around? Erev Shabbos, I was Makabo Shabbos. Oh, you're saying it's not a real thing? It is a real thing. I'm a Kabo Shabbos. I'm also the Malacha. I could tell somebody who didn't Kabo Shabbos. So could we say the other way around that a middle Shabbos, like a star, somebody please make me pizza? So I'm getting a bunch of looks, and they're like sounding like I'm almost turning into like a left-wing rabbi to be matzah or something like that. However, you guys don't know what you're talking about, because if you look in the Ramah says, listen to this, not only is it mutter, kol shkein it's mutter. If it's mutter on Erev Shabbos, I was mekabel Shabbos early, and I'm able to tell my wife to do stuff for me, or the other way around, your wife does something. Or anybody. So to for sure, Matzei Shabbos. Listen to the words of the Ramah. Straight out. And you can eat it. And you can enjoy it. It says the Ramah of Koshki even Matzei Shabbos. Mishem Achel is followed by Matzei Shabbos. Somebody's davening later. Or Yishamam Shechzu Dasi Balayla. Matzei Melech HaVeri Yisro Shechvar Hezbal. You can tell somebody else who already davened. Ve'ev Dolmeid Avdala. La'athin Lo'im Melech. Do Melech. La'alch Nei Neiroiz. To light candles. Ulevashel. And to look, umatulen is lechem watay. You let enjoy. This is what the Ramah says. Kain nirali, an unbelievably tremendous chiddush. Halacha
lemaisa. Shabbos, right?
100%. Correct. So, well, yeah. So let's go both ways around. You want to make a barbecue for your Shal Shudas Friday night off the grill. Friday night meal off the grill, or Matzei Shabbos, both of them. You want to have a grilled, what's it called? Perfectly mutter, according to the Ramah, to go both ways. I mean, you ever think about it, a Friday night meal, you make an early Shabbos, and then you are busy telling them how to make the food, and you say, put this on, and put this on, and put this on. 100% permitted. Now, you have to ask yourself, why? Well, that's the Gemara that they're bringing down about, I could tell you to guard my fruits. Now, this whole, I could tell you to guard my fruits. But the Vard is, I can't get there. So for some reason, the Ran holds that being that I can't get there, it's as if I'm going there by telling you to do it. It's so hard to understand. This is what the Ran says. Come along the Taz, and the Taz does not agree with this. He gives a totally different shot. But before I tell you the Taz, I want to tell you the Levush. Because the Levush is, he's not maskim to this. He's not maskim to the Kol Shkein. And he argues and he says, no way, Matzei Shabbos? Absolutely not. And he says, I'll explain to you why. He learns a totally different way than you understand. The Ramah is saying, if I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos early, and it's coming from the Rashba, I could tell you to do something that I can't do. Says the Levush, you want to know why? Because the Levush, and it's in source number 3, he says his Lashon is that it's like a nether. If you take a look at the second column in source number 3, by the test, says the Levush, source number 3, Avali neider sheina nidin daim l'raya, v'loi domi yuli shabsa l'apuki shabsa. Erev Shabbos is different than Matzei Shabbos. Why? To be Yulei Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Adar Toli B'Nidroi. What does that mean? It seems like the Levush understands that being Mekabel Shabbos early is a din of a nether. It's like a nether. And says the Levush, let's say I say I'm making a nether from eating candy. I have a big problem. But let's say I say I'm making a nether from eating jawbreakers, I can eat every other candy. So says the Levush, I could decide what I want to be Mekabel Shabbos on and what I don't. Being that, being Mekabel Shabbos, it's not an all or nothing thing.
It doesn't make sense.
What was that? Cup. Yes, says the Levush. I want to say Venucha Leimer, read the Levush inside. If you want to see it. He says, Venucha Leimer Shazeki Molov Zelaki Molov. I can say, look, I was Makabal this. And I wasn't Makabal this. I was Makabal Shabbos, the Naikadav, and I can make a Suda, but I was not Makabal, and I was Makabal that I'm not going to drive to Shul, but I wasn't Makabal to not allow. I wasn't Makabal that my friend shouldn't do Malacha for me. I wasn't Makabal that I want Zabel to make me the food piping hot. And therefore, it's mutter. You hear how the Levush is learning? Says the Levush, but that's only Erev Shabbos. But once Shabbos comes in and everybody has to be Makabal Shabbos, I can't go ahead and tell you Motzei Shabbos. I'm crazy in the brains to go ahead and cook me pizza. You can't do that. When is Erev Shabbos? I wasn't Makabal Shabbos, the part of Amira Lenachri, which means you're not allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos or anybody else on Shabbos to do Malacha for you. We're not talking about a case of a big chayla. Talking about stam, right? You're not allowed to tell somebody to do. Anything that I can do, I can. That, you're able to decide when you're Makabal early Shabbos what you want to be Makabal early Shabbos on. Now you're going to say, well, could I say this? Like, where do you cut it according to the Levush? Good question. But this is what the Levush says. And therefore says the Levush, on Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to do it. But he splits it. Argues with the Ramah. Now, let me tell you something, my dear friends. Because if you guys think that you just decided that the Ramah gets knocked away, you are in for a very, very, very big surprise. Because we're going to find out that the Mishnah Berura is going to say, like the Ramah, not like the Levush. Just get it. So we have to understand why. So the Taz wants to give a different explanation. The Taz is very, very bothered by this whole thing. He's bothered by the fact that, like, why? Why could I decide? So the Beis Yosef said, well, because I could decide that I didn't want to be Makabel Shabbos. But you did. So the Taz, I'll explain to you the Pshat. The Pshat is, this idea, why can't I tell somebody to do Malacha for me? Why? Is there anything wrong? Did I do it? Or did I not do it? I didn't do it. I told somebody else to do it for me. What's wrong? I didn't do it. But that's not, one second, it's not Dairaisa. It's 100% not Dairaisa. God never said it in the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu said we have to listen to the Chachamim. Chachamim said, Amiru l'nachri is asr. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do things. The Rambam gives reasons why you're going to end up coming to do it. 100%, why not? Same thing. 100% according to the Ramah, and 100% according to Levush. Even my Tzoy Shabbos is the Machlaikis. Yeah, so says the Taz, what's the reason? So the Taz's explanation is, here are his words, that the Pshat is, in order for something to be usher to tell a guy, it has to be something that it's always going to be usher for everyone. Amirul Anachri was never said when there's a situation where it's mutter for some people and usher for some people. Amir al-Nakhri was never said that. So therefore, says the Taz, Shabbos itself, I myself, the word is, were you Makabal Shabbos? Yes or no? No. You weren't Makabal Shabbos. I was Makabal Shabbos. The Amir al-Nakhri is not usher there. It has to be something that is Shava B'chol. It has to be something that everybody is Makabal. Now, and therefore, since some people yet and some people not, the whole issue was never said over there. And according to the Taz, then Matzei Shabbos, also it would be Mutter, unlike the Levush.
Taz goes by the Mishnah
Berurah. The Taz goes like the Ramah. The Taz is just giving an explanation. Let's review. There's really about three explanations of given of why I could tell a year to do Malacha for me Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. You just think that just putting the challenge on the flame when your wife tells you is okay, but making steak is not okay. Like, Like, you decided one looks more Shabbistic, less Shabbistic. Made up, you don't know what you're talking about because you're not looking at what you did. When you're putting up the charcoal, you're cooking. So I'm roasting. Same thing. One looks worse. Yeah, I get it. But it's okay. That's what I'm saying. It's not Shabbos for everybody. So we have three pshatim. The Beis Yosef's explanation why I could tell somebody to do it is because since I have the ability to not be Mekabel Shabbos, if I had chosen, so it's similar to the case of me telling you to wash my stuff, because if you had Bergenin, theoretically there's a way to get out of this one. Theoretically, correct. Because there was a choice given to me. Because there's a choice given to me. Okay? That was one. Now, I just want to tell you, this is just for the higher level learning, In the Beis Yosef's shot, Dalia Rabba learned that the Beis Yosef really holds like the Lavush. Because everybody's asking the Beis Yosef, but he was Mekabel Shabbos. How could you say, if I wanted, I didn't have to be Mekabel Shabbos? But you were. So the Aliyah Rabba says, because it's like a nether, I could have been matir my nether. The Aliyah Rabba literally learns that, he learns in the Beis Yosef that, let's say somebody needs to make a barbecue, he's able to go over to three people and say, I mean, matir my nether of Kabbalah Shabbos. That's how he learned it in the... Yeah, he gives it up. That's the way the... that's the way the Aliyah Rabba learned in the Beis Yosef. But you can't do that, Maitzai Shabbos. You can't be, you know, nether to be matter, Maitzai Shabbos. You could just.
Unless you originally said.
I guess you're right. You could also decide that you don't want to keep Shabbos anymore. You want to say Ma'ariv, not keep Shabbos.
So if you made a nether, I'm going to hold an hour of ecstasy.
Yeah, you're not even making a nether. So again, in the Beis Yosef, let's just get something very clear. In the Beis Yosef, said the reason why I'm allowed to tell somebody is because technically it's all in my hands. I technically didn't have to do this. So it's mutter. The Lavush doesn't learn like the Beis Yosef. The Lavush takes issue with this whole Beis Yosef because he says, well, Maestro, you were Mekabel Shabbos. So the Lavush's learning is, I wasn't Mekabel the part of Amira Lenachri. I wasn't Mekabel that part of Shabbos. And Lavush says, but Maritzai Shabbos have to be Machmer. You got to Urin. We have three Pshatim. Machloikis. The Rama says, I could tell Maritzai Shabbos also. The Lavush splits it. In the Rama, there's two Pshatim of why. In the Rama, there's two Pshatim. The Lavush splits it. But in the Ramah, there's two pshatim. One pshat is the Taz. The Taz learns, being that not everybody is Mekabel Shabbos, Amir al-Nachri was never said in such a situation. It was never said. It was never said in such a thing. It was only said when it's usher according to everybody. That's the Taz's way. But the Beis Yosef's way was, because I technically could have gotten out of this, so too, because I could have technically gotten out the Beis Yosef, because I could have technically gotten out of this, therefore it's going to be mutter. Similar to what the Rashba himself says, that watch me, my Paris in your tchum, because if you was hot, I would have been able to go, even though they're not hot, but I technically could have made it. Okay, those are the pshat so far. Okay, so now. Let's get to something over here. Let's say you have a place like a bungalow colony. And the halacha is, if the shul in the bungalow colony was Mekabel Shabbos early, everybody has to go and be part of it. That's the rule. Okay, you have three minyanim. Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. If the shul is Mekabel early and they have only one early minyan, you have to go buster the place you are. Today, and the Pesachim will say, Achroinim, all the Achroinim explain, Meshavura, that because there's so many different shuls, everybody could decide where they want to be part of. It's a big shiloh when it comes to these things. We give questions.
Let's say,
Only early. When you come into their vicinity, you have to stop malacha immediately. Yes. That's the halacha. That is the halacha, 100%.
They start early. They start chopping 7:30. But if you walk down the block, you can get the Hasidic Shabbat.
Okay, so there you're saying that you're not part of that. Okay, that's where the question comes in. That's where all of the Achronim speak about. Okay. Comes along the Machzor Shekel. Comes along the Machzor Shekel. 1 second. Rabbi Yisrael, let's get something clear. Let's just make a quick review so we could get this. Very important. What do we have? We had the Ramah. The Ramah says that the Ramah is coming from the Beis Yosef, who brings down the Ran, who brings down the Rashba. That being that the Gemara says, wash my Paris and your Tchum, and I'll wash your Paris and my Tchum. You're allowed to do that, says the Rashba from that Gemara. We see, I could tell you to do something that I can't do, and therefore, if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, I could tell you to do Malacha for me. So therefore, Mirz Hashem by my son Avi's bar mitzvah, we're going to be Mekabel Shabbos early, we're going to make a huge barbecue, and I'm going to be Mekabel Shabbos early, and they're going to make fresh food, 100% butter. Awesome. And the Ran doesn't like this shot of the Rashba. What did the Ran say in the Rashba? He said, no, it's wrong. You want to see your information? You want to see the sources? Okay. Says the Ran, no. The whole reason why you could do it when it comes to the Tchum is because technically, if there was huts, you could have gotten there yourself. But when once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. Beis Yosef himself says in that, I don't understand. Also, I could have said, if I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Meaning, according to the Beis Yosef, the reason why you could tell somebody is because it's in my hands whether to do this, whether not to do this, it's mutter. The Taz learned a little bit differently than the Beis Yosef. The Taz says that the reason why it's going to be mutter is anything that it's not completely usher in all different people, the whole Amir al-Nakhri never applied. And therefore, says the Taz, being that for some people it's usher, some people it's mutter, the whole Amir al-Nakhri doesn't apply, and therefore it's going to be fine. The Levush reason was a different reason. What was the Levush reason? Levush takes issue with this whole thing, and Levush says, the reason is because it's like a nether, and just like a nether, I could decide if what part of what candy I want to make the nether on. So to what part of Kabbalah Shabbos do I want to be Mekabel? I only want to be Mekabel not to do Malacha, but I wasn't Mekabel on myself to not have to tell you that part I wasn't Mekabel. And therefore, says the Levush, the Nafkamina is my Toy Shabbos. What did the Ramah pass on my Toy Shabbos in the middle of Shalosh Shudis? I could go ahead and tell Bruce, please make me pizza, 100% mutter, if Bruce already was Mavdal. Why? Because I could be Mavdal myself, or the Taz is shot. But the Levush is saying, no, because over there, Shabbos already came. It's not like a nether, like making early Shabbos. That's what the Levush paskens.
Instead of Shabbos, early Shabbos versus you have a chumrah, all 72, but someone those 50 minutes. You rely on them.
That may be a difference, but in the Lashon of the Ramah's way, the way the Ramah says the thing, Misha Mamshech Sudasei Balaylo. So it's clearly, it's already night, you could have been Mavdal. You could have been Mavdal. Right, exactly that. Now the Chassam Sofer says on the Levush to add on a little bit spice, he explains that you could be Mavdal Matzei Shabbos. The answer is if you're Mavdal at this moment, you're going to lose Ritzei. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, that's why you can't be Mavdal right that second. And therefore, that's what Levush really means. I don't know if you have to come on to that or not. 100%. You always go Basar Tchilas Asuda. Yes. If you start your meal on Rish Chaydish and it's after Rish Chaydish, you go Basar the beginning of the Suda. Yeah, it's a big machlokes in the...
Start Shabbos and you ask somebody to do something to do malacha for you within the 18 minutes. Can you do that?
Do we even... Yeah, why not? It wasn't Mekabel, no. But he didn't do it. If he wasn't, he wasn't. Now, again, let's go back to this bungalow colony. He says the Machzor Shekel. According to Beis Yosef, yeah, you're in a place where you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. You're forced to be Mekabel Shabbos. So now, let's think about this for a moment. Everybody in that community was Mekabel Shabbos early. Oh, if everybody in that community was Mekabel Shabbos early, there's nobody to ask. So therefore, in that situation, could I tell somebody else or not? Let's say a guy. Says the Machzor Shekel, I want to read source 5. If I'm in a place that the congregation was Mekabel Shabbos, roiv of them, let's say I have a friend, a friend who's going to a different shul. He's going to a different shul. So you see over here already different shuls of Machzor Shekel hold. You have to go bust your shul. So if you have two different bungalow colonies, Amma Beaver Lake, and then there's the Shmendrick Lake, whatever it is, and Amma Beaver Lake, I have to, what could I ask my friend in a different place? So he says, why? Because in this situation, what was the Beis Yosef's reason? Beis Yosef's reason was, whenever it's a choice for me, you can't say it's us for me to tell somebody else what to do. Could I have not been Mekabel Shabbos if I wanted? In most cases, yes. But in this case, no. And therefore said the Beis Yosef, no. Whereas, according to the Taz, let's think about what was the Taz's reason. Again, the Beis Yosef's reason is, if I'm able to not be Mekabel Shabbos, you can't tell me it's us for me to tell somebody else. I could have not done this. It's like, you know what I mean? Like somebody offers to do you a favor and then you start going ahead and tell them you didn't clean up. No, doesn't work like that. I didn't have to do this at all for you. So be happy. So God, I'm saying it in a little bit of a cynical way, but I didn't have to be Mekabel Shabbos. You can't go ahead and say it's awesome for me to do it. But if I have to be Mekabel Shabbos, now I can't tell my friend in another community who's davening in another shul. No, I'm not allowed to tell him because if in Beaver Lake everybody was Mekabel Shabbos, so now I can't tell my friend because I don't have a... yeah, but I can't tell him to do it for me because I can't tell somebody else to do Malacha for me. You can't tell a guy to do Malacha for you. You cannot. Right, the point is because I don't have a choice over here. But according to the Taz, says the Machzor Shekel, it's different. Why? Because... says the Machzor Shekel, the word is everybody mutter or not? Is everybody also to do this or not? Everybody's not also, Amir al-Nahri was never given. So says the Machzor Shekel, Masha'inkin la'abach v'atad gam ka'ahai gam nushari, da'ena tam klam mishem she'ef shalom te'hetar gam lo'emer. Al-kim she'chaviru hu ena oisa isra rashay l'tavislay. The point is my friend allowed to do it? I'm allowed to tell him. This is what the nafkamina is. Got it? Okay. Now, let's talk about according to, it depends of why the Isra was given. Meaning, according, let's go to the reasons why there was this, why would it be mutter to tell my friend to do it? It's the reason why it's mutter because since it's by my choice to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So now, in the case of Beaver Lake, where they're Mekabel, I don't have a choice. And so therefore, since I don't have a choice, now I don't have a choice. Yeah. Even if a friend of mine in another place is not Mekabel, I don't have a choice. But if the Vard is like the way the Taz is learning, that according to the Taz, the point is, it was never given over Amiral to tell somebody else to do malacha, that isra was never given as long as there's somebody else who's mutter to do it. The only time you're not allowed to tell somebody to do it, the malacha, is when it's usr for everybody to do it. So then it would still be mutter because it's not usr for you, it's only usr for me. Anybody stop? A little bit? Okay, so let's move it on to the next thing. So we have to also know how we passim like. Matei Shabbos, do we not? Do we, we'll have to see in the Mishnah Berurah. But let's go to the very, very, very important case. I have a business in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh. And it's second day Yontif. And they don't keep second day Yontif. I do keep second day Yontif. Am I allowed to tell them to do Malachim? Let's say I have a new, I have employees who work in Israel. Or I go to Israel. More than making, can I tell people to do stuff for me? Second day Yontif. Could I tell people on Yontif? Why can't I? How? Why could I tell Zavel to go ahead and make me a whole barbecue? Wait. I'm in Israel also. It's completely mutter for them. Oh, it's completely mutter for them. 1 second. Is it mutter for me? Second day Yontif? It's completely mutter for you to go ahead and do it. I'm dragging on like a rebbe. Fine. But it's completely mutter for you. It is very cool. This is a question that was asked to Rav Moshe by Rav Bick. And this was given to the question to Rav Bick, which Rav Moshe calls Hagoyin Hamafursim. And Rav Moshe says a tshuva, Simon Ayin Aleph, in Chelek Gimel, on Or HaChaim. And then he gives another tshuva in Ayin Gimel, and he literally contradicts himself. You read it. I can share with you what he says. I don't know if we'll be able to get to the whole way. And then after he contradicts himself, he writes another tshuva and explains what he meant. And you look at it and you're like, that's what you meant? It's not mamish 100% what you wrote. But Rav Moshe says that's what he meant. That's what he meant. We're going to have to see what he meant. But again, how are we possibly? So what does the Mishnah Berurah bring down? Are we able to...
A bush has both cheeks.
Rav Moshe, you have that Mishnah Berurah over there? And Shin Reish Samach Gimel Sif Katan Samach Dalet. I believe that although the Levush is Machmer, the Mishnah Berurah is Makel, that you could have a pizza party Matzei Shabbos while you're having a very long Shal Shudas. I believe looking at the Mishnah Berurah last, he is Makel, that you're allowed to do that. That's pretty cool. Okay, you ever thought about that? And you were but you were making stuff from Lava Malko. Yeah, it's in Samach Zayin. Levush Asher, Omaisa, the Achroinim, are Mako, like the Shulchan Aruch, they're allowed to do it. Okay, now, so comes along Ramesha. Ramesha says, we have to think to ourselves. Why? We could also ask this question the other way around. If you have a guy from Eretz Yisrael over here, is he allowed to do Malacha or not? Does he have to go after the Tzibur, or does he not go after the Tzibur? Betzina. Is it Mutter Betzina? Machloikis. Who's Mekel? The modern guys? They're Mekel. Modern guys? That guy. There's always a Shita. Okay. I wonder, has anybody ever asked a Rav Ashayla to ask and actually got up, said Usher and kept to it? I wonder. Of course. Uh-huh. Like Davening Myron Shul, like Rav Ruvain told me, any sports clothing is not clothing. It's like you're naked. Davening for the Amid. A baseball cap. If it's a cap, that's not a baseball cap. No. If it's a cap, that's not a baseball cap. Any cap, and he explained it. Anything with words on it, anything that's a baseball cap, it's not doing anything better. He said a Kangol cap. He spoke to me, he spoke it out because he got nervous because I was arguing with him about it. He's like, 1 second, I have to tell you. A Kangol cap, that's what the Oilam wears. I'm like, which Oilam? I said, he's like, the Oilam wears it. Bruce has it. You don't want to listen. Your emotional reaction shows me that you don't want to listen. Yeah, the You know, the reason why you know you're not right is the fact that you're yelling about it. The people who yell about things know they're wrong. They're basically, they don't want to accept it. They're fine, but yeah. Anyway, says Gimel. Yes. Yes, and this is, by the way, we have it down in source number 9. And he explained. I'll start reading the beginning of it. It's worthwhile to see. He says, Uben Chosar Shiesh Le Beis Mischar. Person has a business, Beretz Yisrael. And he has people work for him. Could he do melacha beyond the sheni? Shadim k'tzvay Torah, so is that l'mishim mekabel of Shabbos? So Rabbik says to Ramosha, wait, isn't this the same exact thing as somebody who's mekabel Shabbos early? Could you? It's the same type of thing. So he's saying we know that it's mutter. Yeah. Now,
why can't we just say?
It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing as so it should be mutter. Now we have to stick. We have to throw in something because this is an important piece that the Darki Moshe brings down a case that there used to be people who used to have 2 days Yom Kippur, 2 days. Well, you have 2 days Yom Tov Sukkos, so why is Yom Kippur not a sveka de yayma? Kasha, the Darki Moshe brings down that you're not allowed to those people who are machmer. Are not allowed to tell, you're not allowed to do melacha for them. So I'm this very holy Jew, and I have a second day of Yom Kippur. So he brings down from the Rishonim that it's all mut. He brings down that the Rosh said it's okay. The Torah brings this down. And the Torah brings down that his father, the Rosh, said it's okay, except they cannot daven Tfilas Yom Kippur. They can't do that. They cannot do melacha, they can fast, but they can't do Tfilas Yom Kippur. And you can't do melacha for them. Now, why not? You have to ask yourself, what's the difference over there? What's the difference? They were makabel, but I wasn't makabel the second AM. So why can't I do melacha for them? Why can't they start telling me, open up the light, close the light? Why is that mutter? Why is that aser? So Ramesh, what? Correct. So Ramesh explains, what's the pshat? The pshat is because those people hold that we're all wrong. The people who are being machmer on the second day, they're saying that this is a real deal. There's a real suffix over here. It's not a joke. Maybe it is. It's not like being makabel Shabbos early. That pshat is you could if you want or you don't if you don't, whatever. Whereas if I'm holding the second day of Yom Kippur, it's because I hold la halacha. You have to do that. And if I hold la halacha, you have to do that. Then you're also not allowed to do it. Punk, you're not listening. But could I go ahead and tell Yid who's Machal Shabbos to do malach for me? Of course not. What? I'm reading you the words of Ramosha. Ramosha says, "V'loy dami l'misha na'ich shneiyam yam kippur sh'atzul Yisrael achalas zayim lachtoi d'lfi daitoi oisa gam chaveri be'isr." And this is what Ramosha brings down. This is what the Dr. Moshe explains. Okay.
Yom Tov Sheni in Israel, they don't have it. It's not
Chalam. So Ramosha says, let's go through the reasons why it's going to be Mutter and see if it applies. So let's think about what the Beis Yosef said. The Beis Yosef says that if I want, I didn't have to be Makabel Shabbos. Right? That's why it's Mutter. Now let's go to Eretz Yisrael. Could I say that?
They don't do
the second thing. Of course you could. Why?
Yes, I'll stay there to sell.
Ramosha is not masking to that. Okay, 1 second. Well, let's go through. I'm going through what Ramosha is. So Ramosha says first. So what Rabbi said, this is just so unbelievable. We have to understand what Ramosha says and what the stira is going to be in Ramosha. So let's think for a second. According to the Taz's way, right? What did the Taz say? What did Taz say? The pshat is, what was the Taz's reason why it's mutter? Because something that's not usher for everybody to do, I'm allowed to tell over somebody else to do it. So think about it. In Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter for them to do, so I could do it. That's right. So says Ramosha. That according to the Taz's reason, L'chayr should be totally mutter. That's right. One second. However, according to the Beis Yosef's reason, it's a problem. What was the Beis Yosef's reason? Because I could decide whether to do it, whether not to do it. That's why it's mutter for me to say over. Well, over here, I can't decide. Once I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I have to, because I'm not staying there. Let's get real. Also, says the Ramesha, let's think about the Lavush. What was the Lavush's reason? That I could decide what I want to be Makabel. I can't when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I can't decide that. So Ramesha says, according to this, we have Machloikas in the Paiskim how to understand this Heter, and therefore, maybe you have to be Machmer. Maybe you should be machmer. I don't know. Maybe a bal nefesh, some should be machmer on it. But then Ramesha says this whole thing doesn't start. So 100% mutter. He says, I want to explain to you a totally different reason why it's going to be mutter. Ramesha is saying, even though we could say that according to the different ways how to understand this halacha, it's going to be dependent on a person in Eretz Yisrael if he's allowed to tell people to do mu'acha for him. Says Ramesha, I have a complete, goes a totally different route. And he says, I have a totally different logic to make it 100% mutter. And in the end of his shuva, in his first shuva, he says, V'af bali nefesh ein lohem lahachmer klal. So again, Ramesha is going to come out in the first shuva that it's going to be 100% mutter when you're in Eretz Yisrael to tell people, well, he doesn't say exactly where you are. If you have a business in Eretz Yisrael, to tell people to do malacha for you, it's going to be a 100% mutter. We have to, Mirt Hashem, continue on Shabbos. Shkoyach Rabbeis for coming. Shkoyach Anonymous for sponsoring. Shkoyach for being such an amazing person that the Olam wants to sponsor for you. I mean, obviously. And do you have a minion? Rav Chanan ben Kashem, Rav Chanan Baruch Hu. Azaki says, "Shall we figure out the terms? Which number the next of his mansukka?
Yeah, the terms. Yeah. Are you getting that on Shabbos?
Yeah. The lashon of Ramosha is mistaver she'in lahachshu ki yesh loy heter. This that he could be machlet. The roiv elu shadaitan lafzor mochrochin lafzor shloy me yastel hu be'aretz Yisrael nation be'aretz Yisrael. Most people are not able to do that. He has to have the ability to do it. Like Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you can't do it. Meaning, this day you could say, I could be machlet to stay here."
You want to say,
if it's on the Beis Yosef's reason, I'm able to decide not to be Makabel. So if I'm not able to decide that. That's what we're arguing, you're saying you could. But according to the Taz's reason, if not everybody has this issue, you can't take it.
He heard the Kugel of Ben on the Shear.